Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard Jeff Goodman, basketball insider for the Stadium. Hey, Jeff, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
What's up, Jeff?
No problem. What's up, guys?
Jeff, let's start here. Last night, certainly, put it to this way. When you look at this draft class in 2018, impactful players on the NBA level, how deep do you think it goes?
Oh, I think it's going to go deep. I do. I mean, this was considered a really good draft the last couple of years, and then when Marvin Bagley reclassified and decided to go to Duke a year earlier than expected, it gave it just another jolt at the top. But, you know, Ayton, Bagley's going to be a really good NBA player. Luka Doncic was going to be really good. I mean, you know, you got a bunch of guys, especially big men, that I think will impact. It's going to be interesting to see the point guards. They're the ones that, to me, are a little bit questionable. Is Trae Young going to be a high-level point guard in the NBA? Will he be a point guard for a non-playoff team? And the same thing could be said for Colin Sexton and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Are those guys, you know, top 10 point guards in the league, or are they just average, mediocre point guards?
Jeff, so who are the winners here? What teams in the NBA? Who would you think that did the best? Would you say it was, you know, was it the Suns? Was it the Hawks? You know, like who was Mavericks? Who, in your opinion, who kicked butt in this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think Phoenix couldn't go wrong. Obviously, my 14-year-old daughter could have picked DeAndre Ayton at number one.
Right.
So that's an easy one. But I think they did well beyond that, trading up from 16 to 11 and giving up a first-round pick, but getting Mikal Bridges, who can guard, and they were terrible defensively, and also make shots and space the court. So now you got, you know, Ayton, Bridges, Josh Jackson, and Devin Booker as your four cornerstone guys. And I think you can certainly get to where you're maybe a playoff team in a year or two. Atlanta's interesting, guys. I just don't know how good Trae Young's going to be,
right,
especially early on in his career. In Atlanta, they added a lot of shooting. I mean, that's the one thing you can look at and say, like, they got Trae Young and paid for him, you know, in terms of picking him high. And they got Kevin Huerter, 19. He's a hell of a shooter as a two guard. And then they also got Amari Spellman at 30. So I like what the Hawks did there. But it all hinges on Trae Young. I mean, that's the guy, again.
Right.
How good is he going to be at the end of the day? Who else did I like? I like Chicago. I think the Bulls adding Wendell Carter at 7 is a good pick. He'll play alongside Lauri Markkanen. And they have Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine. So, and Carter's a guy who can come right in and make an impact. Physically, his IQ for the game, he does a little bit of everything. And the biggest story of the draft, guys, was Michael Porter Jr. falling to 14 to Denver. I mean, this is a kid that I thought would go number 2 in the draft before the season, and if his back checked out. But obviously, there are too many teams who had their medical team tell them, hey, listen, you know what? I would stay away from him just because of the back injury. He was only 18 years old when he suffered it, and who knows how long he's got in this league.
You know, Jeff, they hint upon on the broadcast last night, you would know this better than anybody. What about if he's – I know there's questions about Porter Jr. medically. What about as a teammate?
Well, I put that out there probably earlier than just about anybody. And I had heard it from in the preseason when he was healthy. And I've known Michael Porter for 3 or 4 years, and I really liked him as a kid. So when I got these questions from NBA guys, I was shocked. First one came in, and I'm like, no, that's not Michael Porter. I've spent a lot of time with this kid. He's engaging. He smiles. He shakes your hand. He looks you in the eye. All that. But then you get another call and another call saying, like, what's wrong with this kid? You know, like, he doesn't really, you know, connect with his teammates, and he looks arrogant. He carries himself that way. and you got a bunch of them. And even in the interview process over the last month or so, you'd hear him that he looked kind of disinterested. That's what people were saying who were in the room. So I think, again, it's one of those things to me where I think it played into it, but ultimately it was the medicals guys why he slipped to 14.
Right, the back. Yeah, so what about, Jeff, what about, like, surprises? Like, what shocked you, surprised you? I mean, you know, me personally, and Moose and I would talk a little bit earlier about it, for sure, was the whole Suns and 76ers trade with Bridges and stuff and Smith. What kind of caught you off guard, if anything? Maybe nothing.
I think.
Maybe it was nothing.
That's no, what. New York. I think the Knicks taking Kevin Knox at nine was a little bit surprising. I like Knox, but nine was a little bit high for me. You know, he's kind of a face-up four. And then they took a kid in the second round, early in the second round, named Mitchell Robinson, who's a complete wild card. He's talented, seven-footer. But he was a kid who was supposed to attend Western Kentucky, showed up on campus. Then he left. Then he showed up again. Then he left again. Then he went with one agent. Then he went with another agent. Good. Like, I don't think he's a bad kid. I think he's just super naive and had the wrong people around him. And now you're going to put him in New York City?
Yeah. Oof.
That's right, probably the worst place for him.
No, that's fair. But I mean, he is a talented kid, correct? I mean,
Oh yeah.
I mean, because I saw, you would know this better than anybody. A lot of people looked at him as being if everything was cross the T's dot the I's, he did have first round ability, right,
definitely.
Jeff? Definitely. Okay.
Definitely. But to me, I would have liked to have seen him in like some remote place where he's not going to have a lot of. A lot of potential distractions. How's that?
Fair.
That makes sense.
Jeff, how about a lot of people? Do you connect the dots with what the Lakers did with what they're going to try and do in free agency here? Because, you know, they drafted shooters. I mean, that's what Los Angeles did last night with the Lakers. Yeah. They drafted the Kansas guard who reportedly, you know, lit it up in a personal workout. What about what the Los Angeles Lakers did last night?
Yeah, Mo Wagner and Svi Mykhailiuk, two really, really good shooters. So, listen, that's the way the game's going, too.
That's true.
But if you've got Lonzo Ball, whether you're going to make a move and get LeBron, or you're going to have Lonzo Ball as your kind of cornerstone point guard distributor, like I've said it all year, Lonzo has to have shooters around him. Has to. And he didn't have enough this year, so you're adding more guys who can make shots, and that kid can pick teams apart in terms of passing the basketball. And if you put four guys who can make shots around Lonzo Ball, he's going to be special. He is. I mean, like, he's special at what he does, which is make people better and get them the ball.
Hey, Jeff, what about the Bucks, man? Now they had DiVincenzo, who I personally love, the kid out of Villanova. What do you think of this here and him with the Greek freak? How do you think this is going to work out?
Yeah, I like Dante. I didn't think he'd go 17. Mm. And I remember after the national championship game, I texted like 10 NBA guys right after he lit it up there.
Yeah, he did.
I said, where do you think he goes? Almost every one of them said early second round at that point, if he leaves. And I'm like, really? I can't imagine he doesn't go in the back half of the first round because he's got size, he's athletic, he's tough. You know, there's some things he needs to work on, yeah. Decision-making. But 17 was higher than I thought, but I really like it for Milwaukee. I think, you know, he's a guy who came off the bench this year, never complained, you know, has been part of winning at Villanova. And I think Milwaukee needs somebody to help out Giannis desperately.
You know, Jeff, what is Mo Bamba? At his high end, at his peak, what is Mo Bamba at his low end in the NBA?
You know, at his high end, he's probably, to me, like, I think he's like a, you know, he can give you more than Rudy Gobert, you know, offensively. He can give you more than that. I'm trying to think of who he is as a good comparison. You know, somebody compared him like Anthony Davis or Joel Embiid. That's ridiculous. He's never going to be that offensively. But he can be a defensive game changer and a developing offensive player who won't hurt you on that end. I don't think he's going to be special on the offensive end. I don't think he's ever going to average 17, 18 points a game, but I think he can average, you know, 12 or 13 points, 8 rebounds, and be a guy who blocks 3 shots a game and contests way more than that.
It's late in the game. I did like late in the first round what the Warriors did. Jacob Evans is a wing player. you know, coming out of that Cincinnati program, Ken, you know he's going to be a willing defender as well, Jeff.
Yeah, he's talented. The knock on Jacob Evans has never been his talent. He looks the part, too. You know, he's got the good size. He's athletic. He can make shots.
Well, I love the hair.
The hair is awesome. I just question, you know, he wasn't always consistent. He didn't live up to probably his potential at Cincy, but it's a good pick for them. I mean, again, you know, teams like Boston, like what Boston got with Robert Williams falling to 27 was you know, kind of ridiculous. That was probably the biggest surprise in the draft, and they don't even need him. But if he does learn to play hard all the time and avoid some of those off-the-court issues that plagued him this past year, he could be a really good piece for them.
Hey, Jeff, what about Luka? You think he can make a quick impact, immediate impact with the Mavs?
He's got to, and he can because he's a high IQ guy. You watch him, and I haven't seen him live, but I've seen him plenty on tape, and, you know, he just knows how to play. So he plays like he's a 30-year-old. So he'll be able to get in there right away, and he's got swagger, guys. Like, he's not going to be afraid. He's not going to be intimidated by the NBA game. So I think he'll be a – I mean, listen, they gave up a good amount to get him. So I think they have faith. They're going to throw him to the wolves and see what he can do.
Now, Jeff, final one for me. Do you think Colin Sexton, his plea to LeBron after getting drafted by Cleveland, will do anything? Come on back. We'll go back to the NBA Finals.
No, zero.
Absolutely zero. So listen to
he can plead all he wants. It doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
But I will say this. Colin Sexton with LeBron, it's exactly what LeBron needs, another guy who can make a play off the bounce. And Sexton, while he's tough, for me, because he doesn't make good decisions with the ball in his hands, he'd be great with LeBron because you put him off the ball and just say, hey, attack.
True. You're right about that. It was interesting. Now, Ayton going to live up to what everyone expects him to be, Jeff?
I think so. I mean, again, he's a freak, and he learned how to play hard this past year at Arizona, which wasn't the case leading up to that. So I think he'll be, you know, again, will he be – you know, David Robinson, will he be one of the best 50 players ever to play in the NBA? I'm not sure, but I think he'll be one of the best big men in the NBA.
Jeff Goodman covers college hoops for Stadium. Check him out. Does a fantastic job. Hey, Jeff, we certainly appreciate the time this morning. Enjoy your weekend, all right?
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.